The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
This is the Friday, May 20th edition of the Daily Wager podcast. We're going to set you up in a little bit more than 10 minutes with everything you need to know heading into this weekend's slate of playoff games and action around the world. Welcome to the Daily Wager podcast presented by DraftKings, America's top-rated daily fantasy app. It's Tyler Foljam. It's Anita Marks. It's Friday. We love that. And it is playoff season. NBA and NHL, we're also, Anita, you and I at least, as big golf heads, watching round two of the PGA Championship, a nice Thursday 65 from Rory McIlroy. Usually we see Rory finish strong like he did at Augusta, but this could be something if Rory's going to play that way on a Thursday. We'll see if he can take it wire to wire. But let's begin in the NBA as we do have a very important game two tonight in Golden State. The Warriors, a 6.5-point home favorite against Luka and the Mavs, total of 213.5. You saw the Warriors win pretty comfortably in game one. Anita, how are you approaching game two?
Yeah, listen, I got burned last night. I took the Heat, but maybe I should learn my lesson there. I'm not. I'm going to go with the Warriors at home. I'm going to lay the six. I'm also going to play the under at 214. You know, you just can't beat them at the Chase Center. There's something special going on there. They just don't lose their number one. They won by 25 points by only shooting 35% from downtown, which I do expect Clay and Steph to have a better night shooting the long ball. Defense against Luka has been great from what we've seen. I'm going to get into some Andrew Wiggins stats there in a minute, but to hold him to 20 points, he was 3 of 10. From downtown, and both these teams play very slow tempo. You know, they like to get themselves set up in the half court, and they both play good defense. So again, taking the Warriors, I'll lay the points at six. Also, the under at 214 prop bets. Love Wiggins. I'm going to go over 15.5 points as well as over 21.5 points and rebounds. He's such an important part of this. His size, his athleticism, his defense against Luka. Offensively, 17 points, shot 45%. He's getting doubled. He's the guy that Dallas is focusing in on. So he's going to be, to me, more of a facilitator. You know, is a blowout. So he didn't get as many minutes as we anticipated. I think if he would have played more minutes, he would have hit the over 5.5 assists first game. So I'm going to go back to that well, and hopefully it will be a quenching one. At that, he's hit over 7 assists in 3 games against Dallas this season. So those are my 2 prop bets tonight.
Yeah, I'm looking at the Warriors side as well. I have noticed that trend of how much better they are at home than they are on the road. I think before game one, they were 11 points better per 100 possessions at home offensively. So, you know, you think about the common refrains you hear about that. Of course, role players more comfortable, their shots are falling down, and it's harder for the road team. I do think this series can go 7 games, but I don't think Dallas needs to win game 2. To force it. We saw that, you know, in that last series against Phoenix, a team that was the best in the NBA all season long. They, you know, everyone just went on their home floor until you got to a game 7 and the Mavs pulled that stunning upset there in such disappointing fashion if you're a Suns fan. But I like the Warriors. A bet I've been making all season long is the Warriors in the third, or all season and postseason, is Warriors in the third quarter and Warriors in the second half. I think it's a 1.5 point spread in the third quarter. It's a 2.5 point spread in the second half. The Warriors are the second half team. They traditionally have started slow this season and in this postseason. Steve Kerr has always been a magician with making adjustments coming out of the break. And long before this postseason, the Warriors have kind of been a juggernaut when they come out of that break in the third quarter and blitz you. They won game one by 10 points in the third quarter, and they just kind of, you know, held their own. So if Dallas has a lead at the break or has it close, you really like those low numbers that Golden State has to clear if you like the Warriors in this game. But even if the Warriors are up big at the break, they don't mind pouring it on you and trying to embarrass you. And if they're shooting well, you know, that just doesn't stop. And no matter if they're trying to, you know, take their foot off the gas or not. So this is just a team that no matter what kind of game script we have heading into the second half, they can put it on you in the second half, third quarter specifically. So that's why I'm going to lay that 1.5 in the third, 2.5 in the second half. All right, let's move to the NHL postseason, because that's the only NBA game we have tonight. The Rangers, a team you're very familiar with, on the road in Carolina for a game two. Hurricanes took game one of that series a couple nights ago. The Hurricanes are a big minus 175 home favorite, total of 5.5. And then the Oilers and the Flames play game two after scoring 15 in game one. Calgary getting the 9-6 lead, so they have that 1-0 series lead. Either of those games tickle your fancy tonight on the ice?
Yeah, listen, I'm going to play the Rangers and the Hurricanes under at 5.5. I mean, you're talking about two of the best defensive teams still remaining out of the eight in the postseason. And really, Shesterkin has been outstanding. Game seven at the Garden, he was terrific. I want to say, 45, 46 saves, something like that. And he played exceptionally well this last game. Just unfortunately, the puck did not bounce their way the last 3 minutes of the third period and into overtime. It was a very disappointing loss for the Rangers. They outplayed the Hurricanes 40 minutes of the 60. So I like the under in that Rangers game tonight at 5.5.
Yeah, I'll look at the other game. Again, seeing 15 goals in game one, seeing the talent that both these teams have offensively on the ice. Oilers Flames over 6.5. Calgary's a big minus 180 favorite on the money line. But I think these teams average close to 10 goals per game during the regular season. You get 15 in game one. Not expecting that, but we just need 7 to go over this total of 6.5. So I certainly wouldn't be betting the under. The only bet I would make on the total with that game two matchup, and maybe the only bet I'll make in any game in this series, is over with Edmonton and Calgary in the way that they have been playing. All right, now we'll look at the NHL postseason. We've dabbled in the NBA postseason. There's no postseason in horse racing, but there are three banner races. And we have the Preakness Stakes, the running of the Preakness, I should say, this Saturday. Anita, I know you're big into the ponies, so anything you'd like to offer our listeners before Saturday's race?
Yeah, absolutely. So this is leg two of the Triple Crown. The difference here is you're going from 20 horses to 9. It's pretty significant. Also, you're going to a track, which is, this race is a half a furlong shorter than Churchill Downs in the Kentucky Derby. So you want to look for a lot of speed. And as always, Tyler, we're always looking for value, right? Like, Epicenter is going to be favored, hands down, best three-year-old horse this season. There's no denying that. But, you know, there are upsets in sports, and there could be an upset on Saturday. I'm looking at Creative Minister, the number two horse, right now, 10-1. Not sure that those are going to be the odds at post time, but nonetheless, I'm going to play Creative Minister to win and place, which, for those that aren't into horse racing, which means that either is going to win or come in second. His trainer McPete has won the Preakness before. This is a horse that runs a very fast time. In fact, ran in the Derby undercard as one of the fastest on Derby Day. But the only thing is, no Lasix is allowed in the Triple Crown. So, you know, got to keep an eye on that. Will he run as fast not using Lasix? Also, let's hear it for the girl, and that's Secret Oath. The filly won the Kentucky Oaks. She's just unbelievable. She's got a great jockey on her on Saturday, Saez. This will be the second time that she's racing against the big boys. She finished third in the Arkansas Derby as well. So I'm going to play her to win, place, or show. Also, I'm going to play an exacta box with the two, with Creative Minister, with the four, with Secret Oath. And I'm going to throw in, obviously, Epicenter, because it is the favorite. Should have won the Derby. His jockey Rosario moved too soon, allowed Rich Strike to get inside. And we saw what an amazing feat that was for Rich Strike to win at 80-1. So those are three ways that I'm going to play the Preakness, and you should walk away with some good coin. Hopefully if the two, the four, and the eight come in first, second, and third in whatever order.
All right. That'll do it for our Friday edition of the Daily Wager podcast. No Daily Wager today, again, because of the PGA Championship coverage. So we won't see you back on air on ESPN2 until Monday, but there is a bet show on our digital platforms. YouTube.com/ESPN Sports Betting is the best way to access that. We'll be live for that show at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific, but then it lives on that all those digital platforms in perpetuity, so you can catch it at your own convenience. But that will do it for the podcast this Friday. Best of luck tonight and all weekend long in your gambling endeavors, and we'll see you back here Monday on the Daily Wager Podcast.